As we reported, the Park City Planning Commission had recommended taking vinyl off the list of prohibited materials, but the city council told their planning director, Thomas Eddington, to drop that and to move away from the use of vinyl except for repair on existing houses that use it. And he said it's certainly tough to balance the green concerns versus the homeowners looking to use an economical building material.
And there are a lot of homes in Prospect that already have the vinyl siding, and they've been kind of grandfathered in. And, you know, we're kind of in a new day and age within the city and the vision of the city and the objectives of the community. And so we're trying to weigh that desire to be more green and be more progressive and do things that are correct from a global environmental standpoint with the fairness issue of who is already grandfathered in. In addition to that, the fairness issue of cost. You know, we want to support working families and middle income and workforce families in Park City. That's a huge goal of the council. So we're taking these two really big vision goals and trying to combine them. And this is one of the places that they rub and we get some conflict.
You said that unless vinyl becomes less toxic, it's a definite problem now.
Because it's an incredibly, and I'm not talking about, you know, if you touch it, eat it, any of that. I'm talking about, well, there is the off-gassing, which is very toxic, but the elements that go in and how you produce those elements, they're very toxic chemicals that go into vinyl siding. So it's an awful process all the way along. Greenpeace says it's the number one worst building material out there in the building world.
And he said the planning staff is looking for more options for building material, but they want them to be safe.
I mean, planning staff, their whole idea was they weren't really looking at it from that detriment to the environment component. They were looking at it from with a very narrow focus of, you know, how can we give more options to people to use current building materials, current building practices that are allowed in the, you know, National Building Code or whatever it is. And they said, you know, we should have more options. And we all agree with that. We want more options. But there does come a point where you tip into using materials that are just so environmentally harmful that it doesn't make sense from the community's goal and objective of being a green and progressive community.
The alternative to vinyl, he admitted, is wood siding that often has to be repainted. And paint has toxic elements also.
Those are the things that come into play. There really isn't a great option, and this one happens to cost a lot less. So it's just how bad is it relative? And we, you know, the sense last night, and we still have to go through a whole process and make a determination. There was not a action taken, but the sense last night, if you were there and you participated, was that vinyl, it doesn't look good for vinyl. Let's put it that way. And we realize that there are negative implications with just about any building material out there. And, you know, that's the world that we live in. And we'd like to take some steps in the direction to kind of shift away from the worst. And vinyl happens to be on the end of the spectrum where it's the worst.
Park City Council Member Tim Henney. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.